Against Ted Kennedy, President Bush is kowtowing to the dictators in China again, this time on trade. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Bush's ill-advised decision to renew most favored nation trade status for China puts the United States on the wrong side of democracy and human rights once again. America has no business doing business with that repressive regime. It's a mockery of free enterprise to give favored trade status to any nation that shoots down its own people. The administration's decision was especially shocking because it came as the rest of the world was commemorating the brave Chinese students murdered a year ago in Tiananmen Square. Ever since that massacre, President Bush's China policy has tilted towards the tyrants and against democracy and freedom. Denial of trade benefits is one of the few realistic sanctions we have. Where do you stand, Al? With the courageous Chinese students who look to us for help, or the ruthless Chinese dictators asking us for trade?
Come, Ted. You forget that it was direct contact by Republican President Nixon and the free trade with America that opened China up in the first place and sparked the democratic movement into a burning flame. If you really do want to help those courageous students, then keep that door open between the countries. Your emotional pitch only slams the door shut. But you get to stand in the sunlight of a free society and congratulate yourself for the high moral ground you have staked out. But that ain't real life, Ted. There are bruised, suffering, tortured, hurting people whose only hope for a better, freer life comes only from increasing contact with the United States, not choking it off. The leaders of China should never be excused from their brutal violence, but keeping that door open for change to occur will also keep that flame of hope and freedom from being snuffed out. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the congressional funding of pure pork barrel housing projects. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.